Staff Sergeant Erica Dorsey, currently serving with the U.S. Army in Afghanistan with the 580th Signal Company, serving as the unit's operations non-commissioned officer in charge. It sounds like my wife's title. She's the non-commissioned officer in charge, and she's the boss. Are you the boss over there, Sergeant Dorsey?
I am the boss.
Now, you grew up in Augusta.
I am the boss.
You grew up in Augusta, right?
I sure did. I was born and raised in Augusta, Georgia.
Well, where did you go to school?
Well, I went to Harlem High School.
So I went
to Harlem High School.
If you don't mind me asking, what year did you graduate as a Harlem Bulldog?
1996.
Wow. Well, I tell you, they've got a great school over there. You've got your baseball team had a good season this year, and your the drama department. Did you ever know Mr. Lewis over there?
I sure did. I was in drama. I did a couple of plays for him.
Well, he is probably the best drama teacher in the history of the area. Particularly if you take Davidson Fine Arts School out of the mix, they don't count. They cheat. They put all the they concentrate all the. Roy Lewis is a true gift.
Yes, he is. He was when I went there. He was awesome and outstanding, and I loved his caring personality. He was an amazing person.
Well, now that we have verified your credentials as a true Augusta resident, because you can't make details like that up, Erica, at what point did you decide you wanted to get into the military?
Well, you know, I actually joined the military when I was a junior at Harlem High School. The recruiters came to our school. And that was pretty much all. They spoke a good game. They spoke a good game, and that was all she wrote. I signed my name on the dotted line. So I went to basic training during my junior summer vacation. After that, when I graduated from high school, I went to AIT, and then I joined my unit shortly thereafter. But I have a military family, so, I mean, I think it's just in the blood.
I was going to say, if they stick you, you bleed khaki, right?
There you go.
Now, your family's still here in the CSRA in the Harlem area, I guess.
Well, my mom is actually in Grovetown, and how can I explain it? I just bought a house before I left there, and so you know she's watching my house. It's in the Augusta area. It's right outside of the main gate of Fort Gordon.
Wow.
So you know she's still there, and she's taking care of my kids for me while I'm over here.
And by the way, I hear a rumor that you specifically asked to be sent to Afghanistan to get away from the traffic at the main gates at Fort Gordon.
Oh, no, don't you tell me. I know. Is it still crazy over there? Is the traffic still crazy?
Well, it's ridiculous. I don't know how vulnerable the Pentagon is, but Fort Gordon is safe from nuclear attack or the Joker. Either one, we're fine.
I can imagine. I can imagine.
Sergeant, describe your average day for us over there, if you would. And by the way, you're in Bagram right now?
I am in Bagram. My average day, oh my goodness, consists of, get ready, y'all ready for this. I get up at 0450 every morning to make PT formation at 0530.
Well, wait a minute. Hold on one second. Whoa. You get up at 10 minutes until 5 for what did you say? PT?
For PT, yes.
Okay, see, that's funny because I'm getting to the age where I get up at 10 minutes to 5 to TT. So that happens. It happens when you're my age.
I hear that.
You get ready for that. But
I'm trying to tell you.
But so 10 minutes to 5, you get up for exercising.
Yes.
God bless.
And, I'm trying to tell you. I'm still trying to get used to it. But after we finish our physical training, you know, they release us for a shower and personal hygiene. And I make it to work usually by 08 in the morning. And we do 12-hour shifts here where I work. So 08 to 2000 at night, we're working it. We're working it.
What exactly do you do? Are you're like the organized business manager / office manager for the unit?
You are absolutely correct. I do everything. We do everything from handling the reports, accountability reports, to billing, to movement of equipment and personnel, to, some of everything, absolutely everything. So if anybody ever needs anything, then this is the office that they run to. And Sergeant Dorsey is the name that they call.
We've got a lady like that here. Her name is Donna Williams. And if she ever quits or retires or anything, I'm going to have them send for you.
Oh, no.
She's Special Forces. She can kill you with her bare hands.
Oh, Donna.
Yeah. Well, at least so I've been told.
Don't do it, Donna. Don't do it.
We've had a couple of salespeople go in her office, and they were never seen again. Now, Sergeant, over there, how many people do you have working that you're helping coordinate in the 580th?
Well, as far as soldiers in the 580th, it's over 100. We have over 100 soldiers in the 580th, and personnel. Are you talking about personnel that actually works for me?
Well, I'm talking about the folks whose movements you supervise and help supply and coordinate.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, that. It's a lot because we assist the battalion. It starts at company level, then it goes up to battalion level. So we assist the battalion. So we're roughly moving up to at least, I want to say, between 400 or 500 soldiers. I mean, you know, that's daily soldiers and equipment, you know, daily.
My goodness. Well, now, describe for the folks who don't understand what the 580th's job is, what role do you guys play in the war effort over there?
Well, 580 Signal Company is just that. It's a signal company. We do all signal communications. And what we do is we assist the war fighters that actually go outside the wire as far as making sure the systems are up and running so that they can have direct communication and talk back and forth. I mean, everything from computers to telephones to, you name it, signal-wise. So we're that signal support that they have outside that wire.
Now, I had a friend of mine who works with your – well, I say a friend of mine, a listener to the show, works with your unit that one day – this is a year or two ago before you guys were deployed. He called into the program because we were complaining about our computer signal. He said that he got better computer service in the desert in Afghanistan than he gets in Augusta sometime. So we need you to come back here and fix things.
Oh, really? Oh, wow. I'm trying to tell you, you'd be amazed. You'd be amazed. You would be amazed. Yeah, sometimes I get disappointed when I get home. I have to pull out my tools.
Isn't that amazing? you're sitting in the desert. You got scorpions and terrorists all over the place, and you can get on to Amazon.com better than you can in grocery.
There you go.
Now
you can go on Zappos and order some shoes and all that good stuff.
Sergeant, how many years now does this make it for you in the service?
This makes my 15th year. I'm looking forward to.
I'm sure your career. How many years over 20 do you want to put in?
An additional five.
You'll go 25.
I sure will if I make rank.
I'm sure you will. Which will make you, if I can guess here, you'd probably be about, what, 44, 45 when you retire if you're able to stay in that long?
Yes, I will. Man, absolutely.
Now, are you, if you don't mind me, yes, I'm very good. If you don't mind me asking, are you married? Do you have kids?
I am not married. I am single, unfortunately.
Wait a minute!
But I do have my kids.
Wait a minute! You're in the United States Army, where it's something like 10-1, male to female. You don't ever say that. Unfortunately, you're single.
Yes, well, because the majority of people that come over here are fully committed and married, so that takes, you know, they're out the pickings.
You need to look for a fellow.
So then, you know,
you need to look for a fellow named Rod Castle. He's my brother-in-law's brother. And
Rod Castle,
Sergeant Rod Castle, and maybe you can hook up.
and he's
an NCO as well, so you don't have to do any paperwork or anything. Now, no children over here that you left.
Well, I do. I have two daughters. I have two beautiful daughters, Mia Isabella and Penelope, and they are, I tell you. They're my handful. One is 15 and one is 13.
So is the 15-year-old at Harlem High School now?
No, actually, she goes to Richmond Academy.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, hey, that Richmond Academy's got one of the best military traditions in all American high schools.
They sure do.
Is she participating in ROTC?
I'm sorry?
Is she participating in ROTC at Richmond?
No, she's not. I was hoping that she would, but she's into band and cheerleading this year. So
maybe so she has a cadet.
She's excited because she made the competition cheerleading squad. So
maybe she has a cadet colonel nomination in her future.
Hopefully.
Those of you at Richmond know exactly what I'm talking about. Well, let's concentrate for a moment here. I know that being an office supervisor is not necessarily putting you personally in the crosshairs every day, but I do know that some of the folks in Afghanistan that are coming after us don't play by ordinary rules. What kind of security do you see on a daily basis where you are? I can imagine it's pretty tight.
Oh, wow, is it? I mean, we have pretty much, I mean, I'm listed as a what they call a FOBET. So when I look to the left and to the right at the gates, I mean, we can't go out. So, you know, you have your gate security. You have your network security. Working in signal communications, they come in, they monitor our networks on a daily basis. I mean, scan for every little thing. It's just airtight. We have our MPs that are doing what they do best, going out, you know, patrolling, footing on a daily basis from early in the morning to late at night because, you know, here on Bath, you have several different shifts. You have, you know, people working midnight shifts, unfortunately limited transportation. So we pretty much have to foot it everywhere we go. So, I mean, you know, we have our security on foot patrol that pretty much monitors the FOB and hold it down for us, take care of us.
Well, God bless you. Now, the 580 is providing that communications network over there. The area that you serve, and I don't want to give any secrets away here, but the 580th is equipped to bring in communications for about how big an area?
Oh, wow, we're theater wide. We're supposed to, well, our we're here to monitor just Afghanistan and the FOB that sits around Bagram, Afghanistan. That's our, but we're split up into different sectors. You know, like we have our companies here, and then we have companies that are on the different FOBs, and then we have our battalion and brigade that sits back in Kuwait. So we're pretty much theater-wide. We're pretty much monitoring networks theater-wide.
Wow. And the way the equipment works these days, you literally can be in the middle of a deserted landscape, I mean, out in the middle of the desert somewhere, set up a little satellite dish, and you've got everything from communications back to headquarters to the Steelers playing the Cowboys on Sunday afternoon.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, have you been treated well by the people of Afghanistan, the ones that you do have contact with?
Yes, the local nationals, they're very friendly. Very excited daily, I mean, to see us, to learn from us, and, you know, we learn from them as well. And just to share overall, you know, share their traditions and cultures, which is very interesting. And they're excited to have us here. They're excited to have us here.
Now, do the kids over there react the way the children do? When I've been abroad, particularly in a third world country, you get surrounded by kids when you go out in public. Is that how it works over there too?
Absolutely, yes. They are intrigued by everything. They are intrigued by, you know, pretty much, I'm gonna say, the gadgets and the gadgets on the uniform. Females with blonde hair.
I was going to ask you about that because you're African American. So I will go out on a limb and say you don't have blonde hair or blue eyes.
No, I don't have blonde hair this time. I'm gonna wait till I get home and get my hair done.
Okay, all right. Well, we might be able to fix you up with somebody to help you out with that. Yeah, we have a couple of guys here that color their hair, don't we? Yeah, we do. Jordan's family. Yeah. But when you go out with your friends, male or female, who are light-skinned, blonde, blue-eyed, and God forbid you got a redhead in the group, they're almost treated like superheroes or something.
Exactly. Oh, they are just so fascinated. They want to touch. They just stand. They stare. You know, the kids, they're something else. But like they say from the mouth of babes, you know, they express, I mean, all their curiosities. And pretty much you have to develop that trust. Now, this deployment, I haven't been able to go out on the city, but my last deployment, you know, when I was in Kabul, then, you know, we lived right in the city. And to get back and forth to work, we had to actually walk in the city and intermingle with the natives of that area. And every day, it was a daily basis. The kids surrounded you. The kids wanted, you know, to touch. They were trying to sell you. And but then you pay attention to the kids, and bless their hearts, a lot of them were barefoot, clothes just as torn. That's why, you know, it makes you appreciate the missions, the humanitarian missions that they go out on. When we're here on base, you know, we donate to those humanitarian missions because of, I know you hear about it, but, I mean, I've actually got the opportunity to see, you know, hey, these kids definitely need, they really need. But they're intrigued. They're really intrigued by us. They're intrigued by, like I said, pretty much when I spoke, you know, when you're here back, I cut all my hair off this time. It's a nice little, I call it my Halle Berry haircut. But, you know, covering it up with the Kevlar, you know, they speak and they find out you're a woman. It's like, oh, okay.
Sergeant, hold on a second. You look like Halle Berry?
No, you know what? I like to say I look like Halle Berry.
Hold on. Hey, B, get the playing gear. We're going to Afghanistan, special reporter. She looks like Halle Berry. Wow.
I call it my Halle Berry haircut, though. She's like my favorite actress.
Yeah, she's one of mine,
so I have
too.
To
she's
mimic
got
her.
She's got a great set of talent there. Yes.
Oh, there you go.
She's wonderful.
He's a mess.
Yeah, I don't know what I liked her in more, that James Bond movie or Macbeth. I don't know.
Right.
Sergeant, you got. I was going to say you want to say hello to your family. I know your daughters are here in town, but you've got two brothers that are active duty military right this minute. One in the Marines and one in the Army.
I sure do.
So, do you and the Army brother make fun of the Marine brother?
Well, yes, yes. Well, no. I make fun of both of them. They're my younger brothers. And actually my baby brother, he's actually higher ranking than I am. So I kind of got to watch what I say to him. I know he'll, put me in a headlock. The one that's up underneath me, he's a big guy too. So I think they both pick on me.
Sergeant, my time is running out here. I've got literally 30 seconds before the machine cuts off here. I want to say thank you from the bottom of our heart, not only to you, but your entire unit. You guys are the 580th. We're AM 580. When you get back here, promise me you'll come see Harley Drew in the morning and me in the afternoon, okay?
I sure will. Thank you so much for having me on. I really appreciate you.
God bless you, and go Harlem Bulldogs.
Thank you very much.
All right,